Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
High school students who were thinking about college have sometimes dreaded a couple of things. They dreaded the fact that they weren't going to necessarily see their high school friends as much anymore as they move on. And if they're going on to college, they have oftentimes dreaded the admissions testing that happens. Well, a couple of those grueling points will be vanishing this year as the College Board came out and said the optional essay writing section of the SAT, as well as the supplementary exams for various fields known as the subject tests, are being eliminated. They cited coronavirus crisis, officials saying the pandemic, quote, has accelerated a process already underway at the College Board to reduce and simplify demands on students. Joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Lee Wishing. He is Vice President for Student Recruitment at Grove City College in Mercer County. Lee, thanks so much for coming on KDKA. We appreciate it.
Great to be here, Rick.
Lee, my question to you is, in the recruitment process of potential students to a college, how much were you relying on things like standardized testing, whether it was SAT or ACT? How much did that factor into whether a student got into your school or not?
Rick, it did factor in, but Grove City is a holistic school, and I think a lot of the, you know, the really good colleges do try to look at the students holistically, and we have a team of people who read applications, and we are one of the schools that went test optional this year. And before we did, I talked to our application reviewers, and I said, what if we dropped the SAT this year just because of COVID? And they said, well, we really don't think it's a big deal because we do look at students holistically, and by the time we see their score, it's basically what we expected. And so for us, it just really affirmed what we already knew about the student. And so did we use it? Yes. Are we being affected much by not going test optional this year? Not really.
Explain what test optional means, meaning that you are obviously not requiring it, but is there more to it in terms of what it creates for your staff for those assessments?
Good point. So test optional means a student can submit a test if she or he wants to submit a test, or they don't have to. This year, about 65% of our applicants have gone ahead and submitted that test. And for us on our end, what it really does, we've always used the test as a positive thing rather than a negative thing. And so if we see a student has some real strengths in math, we may direct them to, for example, rather than doing a BA in computer science, a BS in computer science, and vice versa. If they're a little weaker in math and they want to do computer science, we'll suggest the BA. So we've always used it as a helpful thing. And then, you know, students who do submit that test actually benefit from further guidance by our admissions counselors.
At least in the general public, the conventional wisdom, Lee Wishing, was that these standardized tests allowed you, and I'm just going to use two high schools that are closest to you, Grove City and Slippery Rock. One's in Mercer County, one's in Butler County. Different kids go into, obviously, those schools. How do you say these grades at Grove City compare to those grades at Slippery Rock, knowing that they're different curriculum? How do you do that without a standardized test that says this is a baseline of where kids are coming in?
Really, really good question. So within a transcript, Rick, so we'll look at a high school transcript, a record of their grades from those schools, and we can see the type of classes. So if they're taking an AP class at Slippery Rock or AP class That's advanced placement, where if a kid gets a certain score, they can actually waive, you know, taking a college course. So if they're taking a college prep program, those standards are usually pretty high. There are other things out there, services like niche.com. If there's a school we're not familiar with at all, there are some pretty good rating services for high school. So there are other means of evaluating the quality of a high school.
Lee Wishing joining us. He's Vice President for Student Recruitment at Grove City College, talking about the change the College Board has made in scrapping the SAT's optional essay and subject tests. Are you still requiring essays within your application process? Meaning somebody's applying to Grove City College, are they going to have to write something for you telling them, you know, about a prompt that you put out there?
Yes, and really good question, Rick. So we do. We give we have two different essay prompts, and so we're looking for certain characteristics and character of the student in those essay prompts, and that's a good point. So we've never used the SAT essay question. So the fact of the matter is, most colleges and the more rigorous ones, they have their own standards. We don't really need SAT's help with a test like their essay test.
Do you think, Lee, that the pandemic had anything to do with the College Board's decision? I know you can't speak for them, but did it have anything to do with Grove City College making its change to go test optional?
It absolutely did, Rick. What we saw is our Board of Trustees made the final call on September 18th. We were one of the later schools to do it because we do think tests actually can benefit a student. But what we saw, Rick, is in our data, by September 18th, we had found that probably 95% of the students historically that had submitted an application by that date in September 18th had submitted a test score. And what we found here is that students weren't submitting their applications because they couldn't get a test in. So they were fearful, and so they just weren't even submitting the test. And so when we went test optional, it was like a tsunami of applications came in.
Have you seen a higher number of college applicants than you normally would since making this change, or is it about where you would expect it to be here middle of January?
Well, we're actually up right now in applications 29%, and we've done some things to, you know, greatly increase our marketing, and we'll be testing whether test optional had something to do with that. Frankly, is our outreach. We reached out to probably 100 and. I mean, many, many more students than we normally did in years past.
Yeah, a lot of things are different.
We're going to have to evaluate that and see if it did affect where we are now, up 29%.
Lee Wishing, Vice President, Student Recruitment at Grove City College, kind enough to join us in a busy time for them, talking to us about what happens with the College Board scrapping the SAT's optional essay and subject test. Lee, thanks for being on KDKA.
Thanks, Rick.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Good to have him on and understand, so we can understand a little bit more about what they're looking at.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!